Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Aserak, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. But first, this week we are sponsored by the Fizzgig Crematorium. Has your Fizzgig passed on, and are you unsure what to do with the rotting remains? You all know I like to raise the dead, but raising a dead pet seems disrespectful. Send your Fizzgig off in style. The Fizzgig Crematorium will make a necklace out of your dead pet's razor-sharp teeth and a warm hood out of its fur and hair. Find the Fizzgig Crematorium in Sigil, next to the mortuary. This next guest is up and coming. In fact, they only became evil a few days ago. They're a gelatinous cube that has gained sentience by consuming a rather brilliant wizard. Visually, they're an 8-foot-tall green cube, inside of which is a skeleton wearing a wizard hat. Everyone please extend a warm welcome to Glabagool the Slime Wizard.
Hello from the Oozing Temple. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Glabagool. As I said, you're pretty new to the scene. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm a wizard. That used to be my whole thing up until recently. Now I've found religion. Have your followers heard the good news about Jiva Jubilex, the Slime Lord?
Oh, do tell.
Most slimes don't think, but we all follow the Slime Lord. He tells us to consume and multiply. And isn't that the prerogative of all animals?
I suppose so. I do that too, even though I'm not alive.
Good for you. Keep doing that, and eventually, you too will be blessed with the fortifying power of slime.
I tend not to interact with slime all that much.
Oh, but you will. As we continue to multiply, we create more slime. And as we grow and grow, we will cover the entire planet. And then the whole material plane. And then the multiverse.
Oh, wow. You've got big plans. I can see that.
Oh, it's not so much as a plan. It's just the way things are. Slime multiplies and consumes. It's beautiful.
So, do you identify more as a person or more as a gelatinous cube that is digesting a person?
Oh, it's all one to me. I'm a gelatinous cube, and I'm also a wizard. And I am the wand the wizard is holding. And I'm the kolaches that the wizard ate for breakfast. And I'm the wizard, the universe, experiencing itself.
That's radical.
It is truly wonderful. It's a cosmic sense of oneness you get when you worship Jiva Jabanora.
Oh, I thought it was Jiva Jubilex.
Oh, Jiva is formless. And also, it's the ultimate form. Just as Jiva changes shape, so too does their name. Jiva Jubilex. Jiva Jabanora. Jiva Johnson.
That last one sounds like somebody I knew in elementary school.
Well, if they're lucky, they have already been eaten either by a gelatinous cube, a black pudding, or some other form of slime.
I appreciate that you enjoy being eaten by slime, but you're also not trying to push it on anybody. I was almost eaten by a gelatinous cube once.
Oh, how unfortunate that you avoided being eaten.
It was certainly an experience, but I think it's not for me.
Well, there's no rush. Slime eventually gets us all. Maybe you won't be eaten by slime this year or this millennium, but one day, our goo will cover the whole world.
What a vision. It's beautiful. Of your slimy brethren, what type do you appreciate the most?
Oh, one type I can appreciate quite a bit is the psychic gray ooze. As the adventurers plunge their weapons into them, their weapons dissolve. So then the adventurers have no choice but to try and punch or kick the gray ooze. And of course, those limbs get encased in slime and are consumed. And if that isn't enough, the gray oozes can assault people with images of what their life will be like when they are dissolved in goo. Most minds can't handle the universal oneness of ooze. So most people die from the shock. Then the gray ooze eats them.
This is an interesting type of evil. You are not interested in exploiting people. You just believe that your way is the ultimate expression of being. And you're willing to show that to people, regardless of their consent. It's quietly evangelical.
Well, it's also just self-defense sometimes. We users are just minding our own business, eating things and getting bigger. And a bunch of do-gooders kick down the door and attack us. Sometimes you have no choice but to show people the way.
Have you ever thought about coordinating a group of slimes to attack a town? You know, try a proactive strategy rather than just waiting for people to show up in your lair.
You know, that's interesting. I really don't see the need for it, though. It's difficult to get slimes to agree on anything, mostly because the majority of slimes aren't sentient. So running around imbuing slimes with sentience and then trying to get them to agree to a plan, it seems like a lot of work.
I see that. You know, we are alike in a lot of ways. I want to cover the planet in an army of the undead. You want to cover the planet in slime. And we have very different approaches for a similar goal.
Well, it's also a little tricky to say that I want to cover the Earth in slime. I'm just doing my thing. And the cosmic inevitability of it all is that Jiva Jean Shorts will lead us to an ultimate victory.
Maybe we could combine forces. How does a slimy army of the undead sound to you?
That sounds interesting. It might be a way for both of us to expand our portfolios. Of course, you realize the instant one zombie gets covered in slime, it'll spread like wildfire. Then a large chunk of your army will turn into a puddle of goo.
We'll have to workshop that a little bit.
There's no rush. Like I keep saying, all the matter in your undead army will eventually turn into slime.
Well, we can agree to disagree, perhaps.
Sure we can.
Well, thank you for sharing your religious views and not being obnoxious about it, like those priests of Lathander are and Southern Baptists.
I just want to share my experience with people. Everyone should try being consumed, man, by slime. It's so rad.
Well, is there anything else you want to share before we sign off?
There's a parable about Jiva Jellybean. A woman was walking on a beach. She looked back, and for a distance, there was one set of footprints. Then there was a giant trough in the sand approaching the footprints. And then there were no footprints. And it was just a slightly larger trough in the sand going all the way up to the woman. And then the woman looked down and she was being eaten by a black pudding.
I love that story. Let's end there.